I wish I was a punk rock girl with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late, into a world doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rock girl with flowers in my hair. I was born too late, into a world that doesn't care.
Bonsoir et bienvenue à I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker, numéro 127. Good evening, Kevin.
Good evening, Peter. Bonsoir, everybody. Bienvenue dans le numéro 127.
Yeah, 127 shows. That's a long, lot of shows. Yeah. It is a summer evening in the cruise, and we have a lovely selection of music for you. If you're listening on the beach, if you're listening on the middle of the lake, if you're listening in your house, if you're listening in your car, good evening. We will start with Elvis Costello and the Attractions. This is Pump It Up. Lively way to kick off the show, bit of energy. Kevin.
Yes, I'm doing a mistake.
Yes, that's all right. Kevin likes to do mistakes. We like to do mistakes on I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker, because that is, of course, the ethos of punk, is that you don't really worry too much about making mistakes. You worry more about whether you're feeling the thing you're doing. Talking of armpits, we were talking about armpits during the record. Of course, one of the ways to make sure that you don't need to smell your armpits to check if they're okay is to wash them three or four times a day.
Oh, it's too much.
In this sort of weather. Well, in this sort of weather, maybe it's the right amount.
I prefer to
just have a smith, have a smell and see if it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like our listeners to call in, please, and just say, you know, how many times do you wash your armpits in the summer days, during the summer days? We'll do a poll, a survey. So please call in. Radio Vassivier, the phone number is
05 55 64 71 11.
That's that one. It's that one. It's that phone number. Yeah. Call in and tell us. And we'll announce the results of the survey at the end of the show, if we remember. The next song, Madness. It's Utter Madness with One Step Beyond.
Hey, you! Don't watch that! Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound. The nuttiest sound around. So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock-steady beat of madness. One Step Beyond!
One Step Beyond. Very, very nice track for the summer.
Be careful, bastard. At the beginning of the...
Careful, bastard. Did he say that?
Yeah, I think that. Because there is Nazis outside, he said, no?
I don't know. There was a bar steward. Maybe he said bar steward.
Okay.
Somebody who works in a bar.
Okay.
Like a bar steward.
I would check the lyrics.
But he probably said bastard. Yeah. So, Kevin, it's your first song for this evening. What is it?
Yes, it's a hit from 1986, but just a hit in clubs in Chicago at that time.
So not I know this song, though.
Yeah, because we already played this song, you know, okay. 5 years.
5 years ago. It's a long time. It's a long time.
It's a kind of new wave post-punk hit by Ministry called Every Day is Halloween.
Is it political?
Not really.
We don't have much politics on tonight's show. I decided for a summer show, perhaps, you know, just to lay off the politics a bit.
It's not political. It's more about, you know, how you are dressed like. And he's writing about people who are saying that gothic people are
goths.
Dressed. Gothic people are goth. Are dressed like if it's Halloween.
Halloween, yeah.
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 Ministry.
group there with their big Chicago hit. Mm. And the big Chicago. Was it just a hit in Chicago? That was it. No, nowhere else.
Yeah, not sure, but...
I like that boom, bap, bap, bap.
Right.
Bap,
groovy
bap,
sound.
Bap. Yes, good sound. With the nice Lin drum, the drum machine, early drum machines. Mm. Cool. As most of you listen to this show will know, I am from London originally. I am a Londoner. And by way of Brighton, I've ended up in my new favourite place in the world, which is the Cruz. And we do choirs. I do choirs and sing with people, and we do concerts. And we did a chorale version of the next song, which is The Clash, of one of their best-known songs, London Calling. So this is Peter from London, Kevin from the Cruz, calling from the Cruz. London Calling, London Calling from the Cruz, but by the Clash.
Your boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us, phony Beatlemania has bitten the dust. London calling, see we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of thing. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in, meltdown expected, the wheat is going in. Engines stop on him, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. I live by the river, to the imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't wanna shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stuck on him, the wheat is going thick, a nuclear error. But I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. And I live by the river.
With Joe Strummer, Kevin and Peter, Paul Simon and Topperhead and Mick Jones. There you go.
At the top.
At the top. The top of the dial.
Yeah.
At the top of the dial. And after all this, won't you give me a smile? Just to say about the Madness record, Kevin thought they were talking about Bastards. They were in fact talking about Busters.
Busters.
Listen, Buster. Not listen, bastard.
And not the Nazis, but the Nutties.
Yeah, the nuttiest boys.
Yeah.
The Nutty Boys, madness, the Nutty Boys.
It's like that when you don't understand.
Yeah, and Kevin English speaks words. Really good English, so...
It depends.
Yeah, I dread to think what people think I'm saying sometimes. I must try and talk on anglais facile. So this is Peter on anglais facile. Is it anglais? Anglais. Yeah, so this is something else. I've only just realised that you say that the masculine-feminine thing applies... So if a woman talks... No, she still talks anglais, doesn't she? Because the language is masculine. But she is anglaise.
Yes.
And I am anglais.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, man. Okay.
Now some reggae.
Reggae. Keith Hudson, one of my favourite reggae tracks from the album Frontline 1976.
Yeah,
Virgin.
Makes a long time. Yeah. But, we didn't play that.
Yeah, it's my favourite track from that album, Civilization.
Don't let me leave your lonely world. I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker sur Radio Vassivière 88.6 92.3 FM.
Thank you, Paul. That was Paul, yeah?
Yeah.
Doing the jingle.
Yeah.
For I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker on 88.6 FM and 92.3 FM en ligne aussi.
Yes, for the whole world.
For the whole world. For the whole world to listen. Of course, they are listening in Australia right now.
Yeah, of course.
I know it has been listened to in Australia. I'm not sure if anybody's listening in Australia right now. But people have listened to the podcast in Australia. I know this much.
Yes.
This much I know.
Because you used to play with a guy.
Who lives in Australia.
You know.
Who's
yeah.
visiting this country. They're in Europe now. His wife makes films now. They're at the very different film festivals around Europe. So, yeah, he's coming. And my bass player from Original Gift is here this weekend.
Okay.
He's a cool guy as well.
He's here. You mean in Krez?
Yeah, he's coming to visit.
You will
us
meet
on,
him.
Yeah, on Saturday. Good. Yeah, and Tony, the guitar player from Steel Survivor, is coming to stay with us as well. So it's weird. I'm seeing I haven't
you
seen
need
them
to,
for years.
To maybe form a new band.
A
with
new
them.
Band. Yeah. Yeah, we just need a drummer to arrive as well, and we'll be laughing. Kevin, what is your next song?
It's a hit, so you know I only play.
We're
hit
only
tonight.
Playing hits tonight.
Yeah, it's She's Beyond and Evil, Good and Evil by the pop group. 1979, I think. One of my favorite post-punk band.
Really good song.
Yeah. the pop group, She Is Beyond Good and Evil.
She Is Beyond Good and Evil. Yeah. I don't, as I think the next band are, Beyond Good and Evil, they are, they're called the Mysterines. And
the Mysterines.
We don't know, they're a mystery. That's why they call themselves the Mysterines, because if you try and look them up on the internet, there's very little to find out.
They want to keep a mystery on them.
Yeah, well, it's got my interest piqued. You understand the word piqued?
Piqued, yeah.
Yeah, it's got my interest piqued. I'm interested. I want to know more. So this is a track we played a few months ago that's I think it's 2016 or 17, a track by the Mysterines called Gasoline. Just loves to hate him or her.
Yeah.
Just loves to hate, but she also loves to love. That's the Mysterines from Liverpool. That from much Liverpool, we know from Liverpool. Mm. I've got little. You see my extensive preparation for this show. I've got a hand with hate written on it.
Yeah,
because that song where she just loves to hate people.
Yeah,
and then I've got a hand with love written on it for the next
one
song.
One to beat, one to have a, I don't know what you say to.
One to stroke your head with and one to bash yourself in the face with, what?
Yeah, and one to.
Yeah, one to stroke you gently and the other one to punch you.
And then
the other hand strokes you again after you've punched yourself.
What a bad feeling.
Yeah. Anyway, we all got love and hate inside our hearts at some point.
Yeah.
So this is the love side of it with Tears for Fears, another big hit on I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker.
In the world also.
Yes, in the world, not just in Chicago.
Yeah, just in
Chicago. Everywhere, everywhere. Yeah. This is Tears for Fears with Sowing the Seeds of Love.
Adventure.
tears for fears, sowing the seeds of love, singing about the time when we will, all of us, had the unified purpose of ending need and ending the politics of greed. Yes, I like that as a mission in life. So, Kevin.
Now it's time for more science fiction and more car crash. It's Warm Leatherette with the Normal, you know. It's inspired by Crash by G. Ballard.
Yeah, and which was made into a film by David Cronenberg.
It's about love and car crash.
Love and car
sex
crashes.
Sex and car crash.
And sex and car crashes, yeah. Don't have sex and don't do this at home.
Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. See the breaking glass in the underpass. See the breaking glass in the underpass. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Warm leatherette. 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 Warm leatherette melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. A tear of petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick, let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette. On warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Join the car crash set.
If you do make love on warm leatherette, it's going to be really slippy and greasy and sweaty. I suppose that's what he likes. That's what he's saying.
I think that he likes sex on warm leatherette
with lots of sweat and in a car crash. Yeah, with sweaty armpits.
Yeah, sure.
Sweaty armpits.
Sweaty armpits.
And we have the result of our survey now.
Yes.
90% of people prefer to wash their armpits every 3 or 4 days. And we asked those people that rang in, the callers, the listeners that rang in and told us, we asked them why they only wash their armpits every 3 or 4 days. And they said, because they like to be able to smell it, to lift their T-shirt up and have a sniff. And if it smelled a bit ripe, you know, ripe.
Like I'm doing now.
Like Kevin is
but
doing.
There is not the odorama.
You haven't got the odor you like yet?
What?
You haven't got the smell you like yet?
Yeah.
It's not...
It's okay.
It's okay. It's not...
It's okay. It's perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Because okay. if you only wash your armpits every 3 days, then...
Every week.
Yeah, then it doesn't get really smelly, and it gets a little bit smelly. You have to leave it longer, people. Leave it longer. Okay. The next song is Van Morrison's song done by the lady who will be in Guéret in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
Playing at the festival. What's the festival called?
Chicken Party.
Chicken Party. It's a strange name for a festival.
Yeah, it's because it's on airplane stuff.
Oh, okay.
Airport.
It's an airport, an aerodrome. Yeah, cool. This is Patti Smith with Gloria.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve. Thick heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me. Look at the window, see a sweet young thing hopping on the parking meter, leaning on the parking meter. Oh, she looks so good. Oh, she looks so fine. And I got this crazy feeling, and then I'm gonna make a mind. Oh, I put my spell on her. Here she comes, walking down the street. Here she comes.
You're
very wonderful Patti Smith. I'm sure it's going to be a great gig in 2 weeks. Okay, we come to the end of the show, unfortunately and sadly. We have so much more music we'd like to play, but we can have time for one more record. And this is kind of a chilled, more chilled out record to bring the show to a nice, gentle finish. It's Elbow, the British band Elbow, with one of their best and most famous songs called One Day Like This. And it's kind of about waking up in the morning and seeing the sunshine and saying, do you know what? I think it's probably all right. I think life is probably all right if I just chill out, man. So we hope you have a very good next 2 weeks. The summer is kind to you and you're kind to yourself and you have a chilled out and enjoyable time. So from me, it's goodbye.
And from me also, goodbye. See you in 2 weeks.
See you in 2 weeks. This is Elbow, One Day Like This.
Why? One day I can say it and see me. I wish I was a punk rock girl with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late, into a world doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rock girl with flowers in my hair. I was born too late, into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.